Shalom, everybody, for beginning the new Sefer, the fourth volume of Rav Kook's commentary on the Agarata in the Talmud Bavli. And he's starting with the third chapter of Masechet Shabbat. The Gemara is Daf Mem Aleph. And today we're going to have an interesting, Rav Kook's interesting take on postmodernism. Because Rav Kook, interesting, he was just at the beginning of the period of modernism, and he already wrote about postmodernism. And just two words about postmodernism for those who are still in modernism. The idea of postmodernism is that after modernism, and we thought that modernism would solve all of mankind's problems, and we still see that there are certain problems. And so there's a certain pessimism in the world, a certain cynical way of looking at modern medicine. And I think the corona or COVID that we're undergoing now is a classic example. You know, like, why not listen to doctors? Like, what, doctors don't know what they're doing. And the whole idea of fake news, maybe there is global warning, maybe there isn't global warning. People are very confused, and especially young people who have so much knowledge at their fingertips, they're getting a lot of information outside of school, outside of their parents, outside of their teachers, outside of their rabbis. So we have, on the one hand, a generation with a lot of knowledge, but confusion, that there never has been a confusion in the world like there is in today's younger generation. Connected with this also is obviously the higher standard of living. That Baruch Hashem, you know, in previous generations, sometimes Jews especially had to go scavenging for food and running from one exile to the next exile. Today, the standard of living is high enough that people can concentrate on themselves. And the me generation of what do I get from it? Is something that we all hear from our children and from our grandchildren even more. This is connected with what's called self-awareness, that everybody is more aware of themselves, more aware of their feelings. I remember my grandfather, Aleva Shalom, if there was something that I wanted that wasn't on the table, say, ketchup, my grandfather would say, "You want ketchup? I'll give you ketchup." And that was the way of life. You know, don't complain. Be happy that you have food. And that doesn't work today with our grandchildren. And the question is, how can we use this to our advantage? And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously he's the one who runs the world, there must be some good that's supposed to come out of this. Postmodernism, skepticism, skepticism, self-awareness, etc. And today's topic deals with it explicitly. And I'll already say from the beginning, Rav Kook is at his innovative best here. He was not two generations ahead of his time. Today he is three or four generations ahead of his time, and we'll see it inside. Okay, so let's share the screen. We called the heading something like Postmodernism, My Own Subjective Torah, or When Do I Have to Listen to My Rabbi, and When Don't I Have to Listen to My Rabbi? We're going to be dealing with a lot of really basic questions today.
Could you please mute everyone?
Oh, good idea. We will mute everyone. There we go. Thank you. Okay. And I see Tzvi Agensky is trying to get in, but I don't know. I can't let him in. Okay. You know what, Tzvia? Maybe I'll make you a co-host, and then you can try and let Tzvi Agensky in. Here we go. And more. Make you a co-host. Okay. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, It reminds me sort of my high school Rebbe, who was sort of wary when he found out that I was a Zionist, and he thought that that had some negative connotations. So the Gemara tells us about Rebbe Zera. Rebbe Zera havi kamishtamit mid Rebbe Yehuda. This isn't Rebbe Yehuda, and for sure not Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. It's an Amoran named Rav Yehuda. It's more of a minor figure, but nevertheless a great Amora. And he had a student, Rebbe Zera, in Bavel, in Babylon, who was trying to avoid his Rebbe. Deboi lemesak la'ara di Yisrael, because Rebbe Zera was a Zionist, and he wanted to move to the land of Israel. And Dama Rav Yehuda, his Rebbe, Rav Yehuda said, Kol olam mi Bavel eretz Yisrael over ba'aseh. He said, you're not supposed to make aliyah until the Mashiach comes. As it says, where does he learn it from? Shene'amar Bavela yuvau v'shama yiyu. You will be brought to Bavel, and there you will stay ad yom pokdi otam, until God recalls you. Now, Rashi, I brought for you right underneath, says, you know, if it's such an explicit pasuk, how does Rebbe Zera allow himself to make aliyah against his Rebbe's wishes? So Rashi points out, Rebbe Zera, this is from the Gemara Mesachek Ktubot, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Rebbe Zera amar la chai kra b'chli sharet ktiv. That pasuk that says, you will be brought to Bavel, and there you shall stay until God calls you back, if you look there in the context of Yirmiyahu, Kav Zayin 27, is explicitly talking about the vessels of the Beit HaMikdash. So now the question goes back to Rav Yehuda. So what does Rav Yehuda do with that? And the Gemara there in Ketuvot says that Rav Yehuda looks for another pasuk. In other words, he doesn't change his mind, even though the pshat here doesn't work out for Rav Yehuda. But the idea here, and this sort of obviously is going to remind Rav Kook, association with a modern machloket in his time. There were many of the rabbis who were in favor of waiting for Mashiach and not making aliyah. On the other hand, there were a lot of rabbis that said we should make aliyah and bring the Mashiach. And after the Holocaust, that argument became pretty academic and theoretical, because everybody saw that we need to get out of Europe, and there's so much assimilation in America, so really the best place is to go to Eretz Yisrael. And nevertheless, we see this is what is going on in the Gemara. And Rav Kook is going to deal with the three questions, at least three questions that would, are pretty obvious. Question number one, since when does is a student allowed to disagree with his Rebbe? True, Rebbe Zera is an Amora, but usually, as long as he's learning by his Rebbe, Rav Yehuda, he should be following Rav Yehuda. So why doesn't he listen to Rav Yehuda? If Rav Yehuda says you shouldn't make aliyah, so Rebbe Zera should follow. How does he allow himself to disagree? That's question number one. Question number two, if Rebbe Zera is so convinced that he is correct, and that is the halacha, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch does not hold like Rav Yehuda, but like Rebbe Zera, that there is a mitzvah to make aliyah to the land of Israel. You don't have to wait for Mashiach. So Rebbe Zera is right. So if Rebbe Zera is right, why is he avoiding Rav Yehuda? In other words, it's sort of like a tarte de satre. It's an internal contradiction. If he dares disagree with Rav Yehuda, so let him stand up and disagree. Why is he trying to avoid Rav Yehuda? And the third question, is a more basic question. When do we have to listen to our Rebbeim, and when can we listen to ourselves and to our gut feelings? And these are very, very basic and important questions. And as we'll see, Rav Kook deals with this a lot in his writings. So, let's see paragraph number two. Two Aleph. So, again, Rebbe Zera is avoiding Rav Yehuda because he disagrees with him and he wants to make aliyah to the land of Israel. B'nefesh ha'adam yeshnam amitiyot ke'ele she'niknot lo davka al yedei limud ve'iyun. on the one hand, there obviously are certain types of wisdom that we have to learn from our teachers and from analyzing through the depth of regular study. That's most of Torah as far as we know it. V'yeshnan gam ken amitiel, but there are other truths, shehen ne'utzot be'omek ha'nefesh. There are other truths that are planted deep in each and every one of our souls, she'na'alot mi'al kol limud v'chol hora'ah, that are on a higher level than anything that can be taught. And here Rav Kook is referring to every person has a godly spark, a godly neshama, a godly soul. And the question is obviously, how can I listen to my godly soul if my teacher and rabbi is saying differently? Right? That's the obvious question. So Rav Kook, first of all, but he points out that there is a certain aspect of Torah that you get from your own soul, from your own intuition, not necessarily from books. Kol ha'yachas ha'gadol sheyesh ben harav el ha'talmid, the important relationship that we always talk about in Judaism, in the yeshiva world, the relationship between the rabbi and students, hu mukaf begeder otam alimudim shemekoram u'alimud v'ashinun. This obviously, the classic Torah study is in the first category, which depends on learning, right? Learning the laws of tzitzit, obviously, you have to get from your Rebbe, right? You don't have an ice cube's chance in hell of guessing the laws of tzitzit, or the laws of Shabbat, or the laws of Kashrut, or really the laws of anything for that matter. Even when we talk about washing our hands before meals, who would have guessed using a cup, and twice on each hand, and this type of water, not that type of water? In other words, obviously, in the words of Tevye, tradition is super important to Judaism, and that is the first aspect of Torah. Aval otam alimudim shem nikveim b'libo v'nafsho shel adam mitzad teva ha'nefesh ha'elohit. Rav Kook is reminding us that each and every one of us has a godly soul. Elukai neshama shenatata b'torahi. The soul, by definition, is chelek elokam imal. It is a spark of God. And as we've learned in the past, Elokei Avraham is mentioned a little different from Elohei Yitzchak, who's mentioned a little different from Elohei Yaakov. Because the God of Avraham, Avraham's soul, is a little different than that of Yitzchak's soul, who's a little different from Gershon's soul, who's a little different from my soul, who's a little different from Muriel's soul. And if so, the concept that we've spoken about many times, that the real me is not my body, but it is my soul. And if the real me is my soul, that means that I should listen to my godly soul. And the question is again, how does that jive with listening to my Rebbe and the generations before me? Sheyesh be'men kedushato shel Avram Avinu alav shalom. The concept of every person has a godly soul is like the idea of Avram Avinu. We are all children of Avram Avinu. Shelo haya lo rav. Avram Avinu did not have a Rebbe. Ve'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtei chilyotav keshnei rabbanim. Chazal tells us in the Midrash that Avraham's two kidneys became like his teachers. And that is how Avraham Avinu got to learn about God and the Torah. And if we are the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that means that we have the same soul as our forefathers, which means that we also have that godly spark, a unique godly spark, that even if I'm not Avraham Avinu, my spark of God is unique and is different from any and everyone else's spark of God. And Rav Kook is going to go on to say, this is the concept that every Jew has his pasuk, has his verse in the Torah. And every Jew has his letter in the Torah. And they say in Chasidut Yisrael, is abbreviation Yesh Shishim Ribo Otiot La Torah. It stands for there are 600,000 letters in the Torah, because there are 600,000 sparks of God in the 600,000 different souls of the Jewish people. And if so, here, you know, let's look inside. Let's see the Midrash I brought for you, Midrash Rabbah, in source number 9, which is the source that Rav Kook is alluding to. In Bereshit Rabbah, Samech Aleph Aleph, Ashrei Ish Asher Lo Halach Ba'atzat Resha'im. Listen. Happy is the person, is the first verse in all of Tehillim, Psalms. Happy is the person who doesn't follow the advice of the evil. He doesn't listen to clowns, he doesn't listen to sinners. He does his own thing. And remember, Avraham Avinu, as the Midrash is going to tell us, he was the only non-paganist in his locale. Ki im betorat Hashem cheftzo ubetorato yege yomam v'layla. The person should not listen to peer pressure, but he should learn Torat Hashem cheftzo, his desire is to learn the Torah of God, ubetorato, and in his Torah, he will study day and night. Chazal tell us, his Torah is not just referring to the Torah of God, God's Torah, but also my Torah. Avraham's Torah, each and every one of us is Torah. Uba Torah to yehege, to study my own Torah. Amar Rabbi Shimon, av lo limdo. Avraham's father did not teach him Torah. Verav lo ayalo, he didn't have a Rebbe. Umeichan lamadeta Torah, so where did he learn Torah from? Elazimein lo akadosh baruch hu shtechil yotav kemin shnei rabbanim. Vayun novot melamdot oto Torah vechokhma. Avraham Avinu, his God made his two kidneys his teachers, and they taught him Torah and wisdom. Hahu dichtiv avarech et Hashem asher ya'atzani, af leilot yisruni chil yotai. Right? That my kidneys, sometimes, they tell me certain ideas. They give me etzot. They give me advice. Vaya continues the pasuk in Tehillim. Vaya ke'etz shatul, and he will be planted by like a tree. Sheshatlo akadosh baruch hu be'eretz Yisrael. Rav Kook is very clearly referring to those who are knowledgeable to know this midrash in its entirety. That Avraham Avinu, what brought him to the land of Israel? It was the same thing that brought him to God. What brought him to God? He got to it on himself, not through a Rebbe, not through his father. And if so, there are certain understandings, just like Rebbe Zera doesn't listen to his Rebbe Rav Yehuda in order to go to Eretz Yisrael. We have seen this movie before by Avraham Avinu. Getting back to Rav Kook. Again, source number 1. Ukesheba ha'adam. When a person comes, lemidazu, to this level, to this portion of having his own Torah, notice, Rav Kook is already telling us part of the answer. You can't invent your own Torah at the age of 10 or at the age of 15. Is only after, as far as the individual goes, we'll talk about Klal Yisrael, the nation, pretty soon, because today maybe that's the opposite, as Rav Kook is going to say. But as far as individuals go, you can't say, well, I just want to do my own thing, and I'll get to the Torah on my own. I'll let my kidneys teach me Torah just like Avraham Avinu. The average person, it doesn't work that way, especially teenagers who have a lot of Yetzer Hara. They have a lot of different desires drawing them in different directions. So when they are not listening to their parents or teachers, in all probability, that is their Yetzer for rebellion, which is natural in teenagers. And as they say in Hebrew, teenagers are called tipeshes, right? The stupid teens. So obviously Rav Kook is talking about Not he's talking about. He's not talking about a young person who has permission to halacha lema'aseh disagree with his Rebbe. To disagree in a shiur, to ask a question, to debate. That is the way of Torah. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Chaim of Volozhin, in his commentary in Pirkei Avot, says beautifully that what is the way that we learn Torah? It says that we should mitavek be'afar raglehem, that we should sit, literally it means in the dust of the feet of our teachers. But Rabbi Chaim of Volozhin, he also is medayek, that the word mitavek literally means to wrestle. Like Yaakov wrestled with the angel, ve'avek ishimo. And Rabbi Chaim Volozhin says, the way of Torah is, yes, to sit at the feet of our teachers and to listen to their every word and drink up every word, but we should also wrestle with them. And he says, I myself wrestled with my teachers. Who is Rabbi Chaim Volozhin's teacher? Well, that's the Vilna Gaon. And if you had a teacher like the Vilna Gaon, I'm sure most people would just sit there and keep their mouth shut. But Rav Chaim Volozhin says the way of Torah is legitimate to debate, but to actually do a ma'aseh like Rabbi Zeira is disagreeing with Rav Yehuda, and he's going to make aliyah against the wishes of Rav Yehuda, halacha lema'aseh. Well, that's because he is Rabbi Zeira. He is already an amora in his own right. Ubimiktsoa haprati. Rav Kook is saying two things. He says, first of all, before you disagree with your Rebbe, learn. Get to a level that you're on a high enough level that you know what you're talking about. Not just following your Yetzer Hara, who's trying to be lazy or rebellious. Second of all, bimiktsoa prati, on a particular issue, you can disagree with your Rebbe. But that is the yotze min haklal. That is the exception to the rule. The rule is that tradition is passed down from teacher to student, from parent to child. Shezeh hakoach hagadol shebenefesh mishtamesh bo, hu motze et atzmo ne'ezar bigvurat ha'emet. But in this case, where Rabbi Zeira, again, has learned the sugya, and he allows himself to disagree with his own Rebbe, with Rav Yehuda, following his own truth on this particular issue. I'll already foreshadow. What's the end of the Gemara? Rav Kook is going to point out that even though he's disagreeing with his Rebbe on this issue, havi kamishtamit minei, he continued to come to learn by Rav Yehuda until he made Aliyah. He continued to learn, because he is his student. Nevertheless, when the issue came up, he tried to avoid, or maybe he avoided the glance of Rav Yehuda, right? And that's how Rav Kook is explaining this Gemara. Ve'omedas gavoa mikol hashpa'a shel kol rav u'mora. When a person is on that level, that he has zoomed in to his own truth, that truth, that godly truth, which is coming from his neshama, is higher than the Torah and the influence of any Rebbe and any teacher. Ki nafsho me'ira b'or Elohi, because his soul is shining. If a person feels a certain affinity towards a certain mitzvah, that's what's called in Kabbalah a tikkun. Every person comes to this world for a certain tikkun. How do you know what your tikkun is? If you feel a certain leaning, a strong leaning to do chesed, or to serve Am Yisrael, or to make aliyah, or any strong affinity to any mitzvah, that's a sign that that is part of your godly spark, part of your letter in the Torah. D'yayiv chachama lichakimin. Rav Kook here is beautifully explaining the pasuk in Sefer Daniel, chapter 2, pasuk 21, that says that Hashem gives wisdom to the wise. Now, if somebody is wise, why does God need to give him wisdom? In this context, Rav Kook is offering a beautiful explanation that once a person has learned a nice amount of Torah from his teachers, from tradition, he already is a chacham. Then Hashem gives wisdom to the wise. That is the time that if you feel that strong drive to mitchaber, that's the big term today in today's youth, they want to mitchaber, I want to connect to the mitzvah. Well, if you connect to a certain mitzvah, then you should go for it, because that's a sign that that is your spark of light, which is shining. Now, Rav Kook talks about this in many different places. Let us see, for example, in source 2. Here at source 3, I'm sorry. Orot HaKodesh, Musar HaKodesh, page Kuf Lamed Zayin, that's 137. Called Atzmiut V'Geula Michibut HaKever. My essence, and how to be saved from the pains when one is brought down into the grave. Rav Kook explains, Kol HaChulshot HaGufaniyot V'Haruchaniyot. All of the weakness that a person feels, physical weakness or spiritual weakness, Kol HaMachshavot HaPsulot. All of the wrong thoughts, the negative thoughts. V'chol ha'rayonot ha'medaldalim ha'metashdashim et ha'kisharon v'et ha'birut ha'nishmatit. All those different types of thoughts that bring an unclarity, that lose a person's clarity. Ba'im, here's the punchline, rak mi'chisaron he'ara shel ha'neshama ha'atzmit. It comes from a person's lack of letting the light of his neshama shine forward. If a person doesn't feel happy in the Torah, that means that he hasn't found his light of the Torah. Chisaron hazalat tal hachayim hayesodi. He is lacking the sprinkling of the dew of life, the basic dew of life, shel ratzon v'argasha, of motivation. Again, so often today, young people say, I don't have a motivation. Lo bali. I don't feel like doing a certain mitzvah. It's not that he doesn't believe in God. It's not that he doesn't believe in Torah. He believes in it, but he doesn't feel motivation. Hakara v'atshuka. He has a lack of recognition and desire, mimahuta pnimit, from his internal, something is missing. Something is missing from religion. It doesn't speak to me, quote unquote. Rav Kook is going to say this is extremely common in our generation, and Hashem wants it to be common. Paragraph Bet. Al yedei ma'asim ra'im unetiyot achurot, through doing bad actions and bad leanings, mitchashechet ora shel neshama, the light of his neshama, a person's subjective light, which is godly, which has a natural affinity to Torah, we believe, through doing wrong actions, a person can feel that he doesn't connect with the Torah. Uma'ayana nichbash, his fountain is filled up, he's not flowing. Ve'adam sofeg lo et ruchaniyuto mikelim acherim. And a person in a situation like this, he is getting his spirituality from others, mirishmechutz, from outside sources, shel olamim, outside worlds. It could be the Western world. It could be a different ashkafa that doesn't suit him well. Sfarim, from different books that confuse him. It could be haskala, it could be philosophy. Nefashot u'ma'asim. He's influenced by certain people. V'rishmei ha'chutz po'alim alav b'tzura meduldelet. And he becomes confused because he knows that the Torah that he's being taught is not zeloze. It's not hit. Az ha'tochen ha'pra'i shel ha'guf mitgaber. And then the wild aspect of a person's body, that is beginning to take over. And all of this comes from what? I'm going to skip down. Et ha-pasuk shelo, et ha-otiyot shel shmo shebat Torah. This person has not found his own pasuk. Why? Because he's listening to other people. And as we'll see soon, Rav Kook says, if you're listening to the wrong Rebbe, and you're in the wrong yeshiva, that also does not suit your neshama. And that also could have a boomerang, a negative effect. You have to find your letter in the Torah, your pasuk in the Torah. V'dimyona basar holechu marish. And what happens to this person who doesn't connect to Torah, his imagination starts driving him crazy and he starts rebelling. That shmo lo yada, he doesn't even know his own name. Because again, your name is your letter in the Torah. Continues Rav Kook, paragraph Gimel. Vine tavo hageula. Rav Kook here is not just talking about individuals. He's talking about an entire generation. In Rav Kook's time, I think most of the young people were already rebelling against the cheder, against traditional Judaism. Rav Kook is telling us that this is part of the godly plan. Vine tavoa geula. This should ring a bell. For those who have been learning with us for many years, we learned Ma'amar Hador, where Rav Kook relates to the last Mishnah, Mesechet Sota. If you're not familiar, look it up. Daf Memchet, which says that Damvka, as a preface preceding the redemption, there is going to be a rebellion against Torah. Rav Kook is telling us that if that is part of the Jewish tradition, as mentioned 1800 years ago in the Mishnah, that means that this is part of the plan and that something good is going to come out of it. What? Vine, here Rav Kook's answer is going to be a little different than his answer that we learned in Ma'amar Hador. Vine tavoha geula, geulata klalu, geulata prat. The redemption of the nation of Israel and the redemption of each and every Jew is coming. Haruach hapnimi yatsa mimachbo'o. Our internal spirit has left its hiding place. And that's why so many people are not connecting with Torah today, because they're being taught Torah of the Galut. And they are ready for a higher level of Torah of Geula. If all they're learning in yeshiva is how much I have to pay if my ox gores your cow, or how to brush my teeth or not brush my teeth on Shabbat, that doesn't speak to the idealistic people whose godly spark has yatsa mimachboa, has come out of its hiding place. Ya'amod al besiso ha'atzmi. He is going to, he has to find his base in his essential, subjective, my base. Yukar yamim mikedem shnot olamim. Rav Kook is beautifully using the pasuk in Tehillim Ayin Zayin. That says, David HaMelech says, Chishavti yamim mikedem shnot olamim. I am analyzing myself. I am looking into myself. And he says, Im levavi asicha, David HaMelech continues, I speak with my heart, my inner thoughts. There are certain ideas that I don't even allow myself to voice out loud. Certain ideas that, hey, the Torah of today maybe does not speak to me. Vayichapes ruchi. Rav Kook beautifully explains what is the solution, David HaMelech says. I have to look for my soul, for my Torah. Yechapes v'yimtza. Rav Kook is saying that the individual and the nation of Israel will look for their own subjective Torah that they connect with and identify with. Yeah, they'll search and they'll find it. B'ner Hashem nishmat Adam yichapes. A person has to look into his own neshama. Machshavatan shel Yisrael. Yeah, you have to remember, Am Yisrael was created before the world. And Am Yisrael was created before the Torah. We won't have time to get into the two different midrashim that seemingly say different things. But the idea is that the Torah is meant to be suited for Am Yisrael, and especially in Geula, where Chazal, the Targum Unculus, says on the Pasuk, the Targum on the Pasuk, Ushavtim b'sasomi meinei Yeshua, that in the generation of redemption, we have to draw the Torah of the redemption. The shallow Torah, or the technical Torah, cannot speak to today's youth, who are looking for something deep, something philosophical, something broad. And that's why, as we've learned before, Rav Kook says we have to also learn Tanakh, and also learn philosophy, and also learn Musar, and Kabbalah, and Chassidut, etc. Ta'irber, and this rebellion, is forcing us to rediscover the beautiful aspects of the Torah, because the individuals and the young people are not going to connect, unless they connect, unless they can identify with the Torah. Ta'ir bereshit oz mikora al kol otiotea shel Torah. Again, we have to light up all of the different letters in the Torah. Hein am kalavi yakum v'chari nasai. As a nation, the nation of Israel will rise up to rediscover all of our original Torah, which again is the Torah of religious Zionism. As we see in the Tanakh, all the heroes of the Torah are the dynamic religious Zionists who live in the land of Israel and speak Hebrew and they serve in the army and they work for a living. This is the Torah that is going to revive the spirit. Hineni potecha kivrotechem ami. Rav Kook here is quoting Yechezkel, Ezekiel 37. And he says, I am going to open up your graves. Again, for people who feel dead from Torah, Hashem is going to bring them back to life. Ve'veti etchem el admat Yisrael. This is part of the redemption of returning to the land of Israel. Where, again, what is Rebbe Zera? Why does he want to go to the land of Israel? Because that is where the real Torah is. And what is, in our generation, Rav Kook's generation, what does it mean to return to the land of Israel? It's Kibbutz Galiot. It's the gathering of the exiles. And as the Kabbalah teaches, that in our generation, not only are Jews coming from Yemen and Morocco and Algeria and East Europe and West Europe and Australia and America, not only are they coming from the different areas of the world, but the ways of Avodat Hashem, the different ways, the varied ways of how to serve God, are also being brought together so that today in the land of Israel, everyone is exposed to all of the different ways of Tamu Uru Kitov Hashem, of tasting the beauty of God. We don't have time to see it inside in source number 7, but something that we've learned in the past. Rav Kook writes that just like different people have tastes in physical food, and you should listen to your craving. A pregnant woman is the classic example who, if she is low on sidan, calcium, or vitamin C, she might have a craving for ice cream or something sour, pickles. And the idea is, listen to your inner craving. Rav Kook says the same thing regarding food for the soul. That if a person doesn't connect to Torah, he has to find a new Rebbe. He has to find a new yeshiva. And today on the internet, it's fantastic. 24 hours a day, even if you can't sleep at night, no matter where you are in the world, 6 days a week, you can tune in and find any kind of hashkafa that you want and connect to Torah. And Rav Kook continues, this is part of the beauty of our return to the land of Israel, where it used to be that if you were in Lubavitch, you thought that was how to serve God. And if it wasn't good for you, tough luck. You didn't know what was going on in Breslov, and you didn't know what was going on in Yemen. Today, everything is coming together in the land of Israel. And here, Rav Kook is beautifully bringing a midrash in Shmot Rabbah on the pasuk v'natati ruchi bachem v'chiitem, on the pasuk in Yechezkel. Hashem says that as part of the geula, I will put my spirit into you, and you will come back to life. How will people, how are the young people going to come back to spiritual life? By getting in touch with their godly spark that Hashem has put subjectively and individually in each and every one of us. L'she'avar, here's the midrash in Shmot Rabbah, Memchet. L'she'avar Torah natati bachem. In the past, Hashem says, I gave you Torah. But la'atid chayim ani noten lachem. In the future, in the generations of redemption, it's not just, quote-unquote, going to be Torah. It is going to be life. Because people who can't tune in to their own subjective Torah, their life is not living. We're running out of time. We just want to mention in source 5, source 4 with an asterisk. Some of you, if you printed it before, you don't have it. Also a super important source. This is from page Kuf Lamed Tet in Orot HaKodesh Chelek Gimel, where Rav Kook talks about Hashem Ha'atzmi V'Itchadshut, renewing my name, renewing myself. Ha'olam Ruchani bune kol echad ve'echad le'atzmo b'kirbo. A person has to build his own spirituality inside himself, subjectively, that he is really that's the real me. It's not just that this is what my teachers or parents teach me. It has to be, I have to build my own spiritual world. Again, as we saw before, it's talking about not at the age of 15, but after you've learned from your Rebbe, and after you learned Rambam, and Kuzari, and Maharal, how do I take 5% of this, 6% of this, 11% of that, and construct my Pasuk in the Torah, or get in touch with my Pasuk in the Torah, and my letter in the Torah, and my spark of God? Kol tchunat hakshava ina ki machshara lebinyan hanitzchi ha'atzmi shel hayachid. The whole reason why it's so important to learn to listen is to listen not just to your teachers, but to listen to yourself, to find your own pasuk, your second paragraph. V'yesh asher hakshavato hi kol kach mefulasha. There are some people that are so good at listening from their surroundings, and even from their teachers, ad she'oved hu et harikuz ha'atzmi. A person can be learning so much that he loses himself. He just becomes a clone of his teacher. Yodea hu shemot rabim. He knows many people's names. Rak et shmo shachach velo yada. But he does not know his own name. And this, Rav Kook says, is what's going to bring the rebellion in the modern generations and in the postmodern generations. Why? Because acharei ha'irus ha'gadol hazeh, when people feel a reikanut, they feel an emptiness that stop him from listening. When a person feels that, hey, this Torah doesn't speak to me anymore, acharei ha'irus ha'gadol hazeh, after this terrible destruction that they think they have to rebel against Torah, ha'chershut, this deafness, that they stop listening to their teachers and parents, shehi ibud klali, that's going to lose everything. Chershon noten lo dmei kulo, the halacha in Nezikin is if a person blows a shofar and makes his friend deaf, he has to pay damages as if he has killed the person. Because a person who doesn't now know how to listen, it's as if he's dead. He can't function at all. So he's not getting in touch with his own self, and he's not listening to others. Hu shav u'mitchadesh b'tzura chadasha titapeh kechomer chotam v'yatzvu kmo levush. Rav Kook says, well, we brought it later on in Orot HaTshuva, in source number 6, that the real tshuva is to return to myself, to return to my spark of God, and that the real problem that most people have religiously is that they were dictated different aspects of Torah which don't fit well on their individual neshama. So what is the solution? Again, Rav Kook is telling us, once you get to a certain level, and then on certain issues, you are allowed to disagree with your Rebbe. We don't have time to do inside the last paragraphs of Enaya, we'll just do it orally. Rav Kook goes on to say, Omnam. On the other hand, that doesn't mean to say that you stop learning from your Rebbe. Because again, Rebbe Zera continues to go to Rav Yehuda, and even though he's trying to avoid his glance, and he doesn't want to talk about this topic, nevertheless, he wants to continue learning from him, and he continues honoring and respecting his parents, his tradition, his Rebbeim, even if on certain issues, he especially, like Zionism, he is going to disagree. It's very clear that Rav Kook was talking to his generation, and also today, growing up in America. My Rebbeim were not the most Zionists. For sure, they were not Aliyah-oriented. And thank God, I did not listen to them. And I listened to my new Rebbeim. I found Rav Kook, and I found the Hesder Yeshivas, where I learned. And that is the solution, to look for a new Rebbe. And to summarize, where Rav Kook is telling us that as far as the individual is concerned, first learn, and then at a certain point, you can branch out and identify, after you've learned a lot, to piece together who and what is my spiritual world. Who am I? Who is my neshama? Who is Elohei Ari? That as far as the individual is concerned. The problem is, as far as the nation is concerned, Rav Kook says, it's happening the opposite way. That first, the masses, they have to identify with something. They're a rebel without a cause, that they haven't found their cause, they haven't found a way to identify with the Torah. So first, they look for identification, and then afterwards, hopefully, they'll become Balei Tshuva, and they'll learn. But as far as we should raise our children, of course, we don't want to teach our children to rebel against tradition. Nevertheless, we do want all of our children, v'chol banayich limudei Hashem, that each one of our children has to find his unique way to serve God. I've mentioned in the past that we have 7 children, and we sent them to 6 different yeshiva high schools. And that is the proper way of chanoch lenar al pi darko, that a person's avodat Hashem in our generation, and this is the answer of Rav Kook to postmodernism. Rav Kook is saying that when somebody says, don't label me, that's good, because he wants to find himself. The idea of globalization, which is confusing young people because there are so many truths, in the end, that's going to be good, because every person can find the truth in the Torah, which is their subjective spark of God. The idea of fake news and differentiating between what's real and what's fake, these are deep analytical clarifications that are part of the maturing of mankind. And the fact that God is raising the standard of living and bringing us to want self-awareness, that we don't have to rummage around for food, but we can rummage around for truth. And for ourselves, so on the one hand, as parents, it's a lot more difficult to raise children today. On the other hand, don't crush them, but influence them. If I have a son who, he likes going to Chabad, I myself am not a Lubavitcher, but Gesundheit, let him live and be well. Everybody should find their letter and their way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to find themselves, because the Torah is so true, we will find it inside ourselves, just like Avraham Avinu. And that is part of the beauty of being Am Yisrael, where Am Yisrael is so many different shades of Torah, just like there are 12 tribes. There are so many different shades, legitimate shades of Torah, just like there are different types of food. Everybody can find them. Just like we gave the example, if you're looking in the refrigerator for a midnight snack at 12 o'clock at night, and you're looking around, no, not this, not this, not this, not this, not eventually, you'll find it. And if you don't find it in your refrigerator, go to a 24-hour supermarket and go back and forth among the aisles until you find, you'll eventually find it. And anybody who says that they don't connect to Torah is either lazy or a liar, because they really haven't put in the time of effort to utilize the various types of Torah that we have today. And number two, he's not in touch with himself. He doesn't have his hand on his pulse in order to help him get in touch with his spark of God.